You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Football players have lots of cash. They spend it on cars and going out on the lash. They co-write a book about their interesting lives, even though they are only 25. He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
To score a goal.
He shoots, he scores, scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill in association with the72.co.uk. Alex Dunn and Jason Lewis with you to look at the best of League One and League Two this weekend. Three games in each to go at, and hopefully we can point you in the direction of a winner or two. Maybe three, four, five, could even be six, but that might be pushing our luck a bit. Hi Jason, how are you?
I'm very well. Another year older since you last spoke to me, so hopefully another year wiser with these betting tips.
Really? When was your birthday?
Last Friday.
Lovely. My
birthday.
And how old are you now, Jason? Do you mind me asking?
I'm 20 at the big 20, so I've left the team.
Dear me.
It's a fail from here, I've heard.
Yeah, well, I'm 23 now. You're making me feel like an old man. But fortunately, I have had grey hair since I was about 16, so that doesn't really matter. Happy birthday to you, and hopefully your first podcast as a 20-year-old can be profitable, because we've got six games to go at, and there's some decent stuff, actually, isn't there, this weekend?
Yeah, let's just hope it's better than the last one as a 19-year-old. But no, starting to take a little bit more shape every week now in the division, so hopefully we can get some money going down and try and peg away at Pete's hefty lead in the Nats table.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm in danger of slipping into the negative. I think one more loser and I lose any profit that I've managed to gather. So Pete, I think, is 88 quid up, and I think you're something like 20 or 30. So, certainly work to be done on our part. So we'll do what we can. And we'll start in League One this week with... we'll start with Bradford. Bradford against Peterborough, the first game that we're going to look at. As they come into this, it is 12th against 18th. That doesn't tell the whole story, though. Bradford unbeaten in the last few games. They've been in decent enough form. A couple of draws in there, though, particularly last week on telly, where they were 2-0 up against Sheffield United and threw it away. Peterborough, of course, with a new manager now, will be looking to to continue their recent decent form. A 5-1 win at Oldham, backed up with a draw at home to Walsall, who, of course, as we already know, are fairly high flying. It should be a decent game, this. Bradford 17-20, the draw 5-2, and Peterborough 100-30. Jason.
Yeah, very interesting game. Always interesting when you get a new manager at any level of football, really. And we featured Bradford last week in the podcast, and I did say it's probably quite a hard game to pick. So hopefully, if people were listening and took the draw, no bet, they got their money back and can look ahead to another week of betting. And letting a 2-goal lead slip, I doubt manager Phil Parkinson's really happy with that, so he'll want a response here with another home game. Peter, but really, new manager Graham Wesley, I'm not quite sure about the appointment myself. I'm not a big fan of Graham Wesley, and after Grant McCann's picked up those 4 points from his two games in charge, it looks like Posh could be heading in the right direction. Some tip them for promotion contenders this season, and they're going to have to try and make up for lost time, but still plenty of games to go for, really, so they've acted early with the manager sacking. But Wesley, after a real failure at Preston at this level, and he completely lost the dressing room really at that League One side, and he'll want to perhaps impress and get a bit of his reputation back at this level. So for me, those improved results against Walsall and Oldham, it's sort of a double-edged sword. On the one side, it's obviously great that the players are confident and will have an added spring to their step on top of looking to impress the new manager, but it could possibly add a bit of pressure to Wesley, really, as if Grant McCann's coming and shown that he can get the results as a relatively unknown, as just coming, former player, just taking over the reins briefly, there's a little bit of added pressure to hit the ground running here. And I remember the week, I think it's 3 weeks ago, when this Peterborough side played Southend, and I particularly noticed some of the attitude of the players. They were arguing with each other, and I don't know if that was part of the reason they sacked the manager, but there seems to be a few too many egos in this dressing room that need to be ironed out, and that could be an issue that needs to be addressed, really. And as a manager, he's lost two of his three games at the helm at league level when he's taken over a new club, Graham Wesley. So, necessarily doesn't always hit the ground running as a manager. So, Brad, for me here, just on the wrong side of evens at 17-20. But I think with their home record, it's very promising that they should be able to get a win here. Put it this way, I think Peterborough are not as good a side as Sheffield United, and Bradford were 2-0 up against them, so really they should be good enough here. And looking for some other stuff in this game, the Bantam scored in six of their 8 league games so far this season. Bradford's first goal was a horrible 6-10, and that's not going to get the money out of my wallet, but Bradford's goal in the first half at 5-6 is certainly something to consider for me. Just the wrong side of evens again, but if they don't score first, you've still got a chance. And in, again, 6 out of their 8 games this season, slightly different combination of games, but they've scored in the first half. So really, just two bets just on the wrong side of evens there, but I think there's definitely value to be had here backing Bradford. I think Peterborough aren't going to be a relegation side, and it's going to be interesting over the next few weeks to see how they develop under their new manager, but I think Bradford, a settled side under Phil Parkinson, should have enough here to get the win.
OK, we're with Bradford in that one. Bury against Coventry is the next match that we're going to look at. Sixth against fourth coming into this. Two sides that have had decent starts to the season. Bury in great form of late. Come here off the back of 3 successive wins. That win away at Walsall that was fairly hard to predict. Then a win at Sheffield United that was fairly hard to predict. And then a slightly more predictable win at home to Port Vale last time. They were looking to continue that decent form, but come up against a Coventry side that will be there or thereabouts at the end of the season, and crucially top scorer in the league, Adam Armstrong, bagged in last weekend. He may be just about to hit the goals trail again. He's got 6 so far in 8, and the betting looks like this. Bury are 11-8, the draw is 23-10, and the away side Coventry are perhaps a little big at 2-1, Jason.
Just slightly too big, but I'm not sure. I don't know what you make of this Coventry side, but they do throw in the odd result, really, that sort of shocks. To draw 2-2 at home to Southend and lose at Scunthorpe just doesn't give me that picture. Whereas I look at the Bury's results so far, especially those recent ones. We spoke last week, and that was one of the few winners we had last week with Bury being Port Vale. It was probably the safest one we did, but it was a banker, and I think we had a good odds on it. But to beat Sheffield United, to beat Walsall, some solid results. And as a newly promoted side, they've taken their time, but they look like they've really found their feet in this division. Whereas Coventry, it's difficult to tell, and I'd like to give... Well, we're at 8 games now. I can't really keep saying this for months and months, but maybe just another few games just to see if they can put a run together, because they started the season so well and just all got a little bit hit and miss recently. And one definitely shut the bat before even going to look at the result of this game. Both teams to score 8-11, just the wrong side of evens, but Bury scored in all their matches so far this season, whilst Coventry have just had one blank at Scunthorpe in that, probably the blip, you say. If you do look at their form, if you want to take that game out, is a very good record, only losing to Walsall away. So 8-11, both teams to score, is certainly one to be had, but I'm just edging towards Bury in this one. Just for me, I just think as the form side, I spoke last week, form is so crucial in vision, and at 11-8, I'd back a home side when I've got odds against, really, and it just looks like it could be the one for me. And when I've looked at goal scorers in this game, Leon Clark is a very interesting one. He leads the goal net, so it's a Bury, but they've got 8 goal scorers already in the league from 8 games, so it's quite a team effort. And he's netted in his last 2 full seasons in this division. He was in the Championship last year, quite a shocker, to be honest, but he had 18 goals 3 seasons ago and 16 goals the season after that. And really, I think you'd say, to be a big goal scorer at this level, you probably want 20-plus, would we say, in a season?
Yeah, I reckon so.
So after a year at Coventry, where he, from calendar year of January to January, he had 23 goals in 33 league games at this level, you certainly say he could be the one to help this Bury side have quite a good campaign. But when I talk about, mention their commentary, quite a sort of controversial fashion he left there when he went to Wolves in January 2014. In my research, I mean, he made himself unavailable to play, claiming he had a foot injury, and that didn't upset the commentary boss, and sort of left on bad terms. So coming into this one, it'd be typical football, really, wouldn't it, against the club that probably are going to give him a bit of stick in this game for him to bag a goal. So 13-8, any time's a good price. 11-2 first, 10-3, any time win cost. And you brought the man, Adam Armstrong. Really, probably Newcastle should be having him back because of all their goal scoring problems in a minute. But 6 goals already from the 18-year-old is a very impressive record. He's had 29-20 on the any time. But if you want to be bold, and I'm sort of led to all this with that build-up, both to score any time, 11-2. I've said there's going to be goals in this game. Probably both teams to score looks like pretty surefire bet. So if you want a real punt in this game, 11-2 on the both teams to score any time. But I just think Bury just going to nick this game. I think like they did at Walsall, but at home, I think they could just do a job on a side that are a bit more experienced. And if Coventry keep up this record of not being quite good enough to string wins together, it could be a top half of best season, which would probably be seen as a failure, really.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is true. So you're with Barry in that one?
Yeah, just edging Barry.
Okay. The final game we're going to look at in League One is Chesterfield against Burton. Chesterfield are 6-5. The draw is 23-10. And Burton are also in the betting at 23-10. And they lead the league, which is not easy to say at all. They disappointed on TV against Coventry, the aforementioned Coventry, a few weeks ago, but have backed that up with successive 1-0 wins against Rochdale and Swindon, who are both having decent enough seasons. They're good results. Chesterfield are definitely a side going the right way, although they have lost their way a little bit in recent weeks, slipping up, of course, at home to Wigan. Then the draw at home to Colchester, and then last time out losing at Coventry. Two sides who are definitely on the up in terms of, you know, if you look at the bigger picture here, Jason, but it's certainly Burton who arrive in the better form.
Yeah, Burton are coming like a steam train, really, in the division, and they just seem to not have that knack of winning on TV, which is a shame. So hopefully they'll be feeling, hopefully Sky aren't going to pick them for a few more games for a while so they can get some wins under the belt. But 6 wins this season, they've all been by a single goal victory. They've just continued. Last year, I remember seeing they just grinded out results under Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink and got the promotion. And if you look back, the one that springs to mind probably when Southampton did the double promotion, but from League One and then the Championship into the Premier League, and Norwich did it as well. If you get to a winning formula, the players just enjoy winning, and you're just happy to go to a match day home and away, and you don't really fear losing. So for me, Burton, it's a huge price, 23-10 for them in this one to be had. And when I say they've won all their games by a single goal, if you're feeling really adventurous, like I have when I've put money on this morning, where there's still quite a big price, Burton to win by 1-goal margin. So you've got to go into the tie handicap of Burton -1 at 15-4. It's certainly one to be looked at. Chesterfield have probably surprised me, to be honest. I thought they were going to have quite a tough campaign, a very tough campaign, without losing Paul Cook. Lost a few players after losing Owen Doyle in January. It just got worse and worse. Gary Roberts joined Paul Cook at Portsmouth. Many tipped them for relegation. I don't think it'd be that bad. And I think they're middle of the road. If they put a run together, could push to make the playoffs again. But just 1 point from the last 3 games is not feeling me any confidence to get past Burton here. So I think Burton 23-10, it's a very big price, and it is a bit of a tempt, and it could sucker a few people. But I think Burton should have enough in this game. And if you're just looking for a goal scorer, Stuart Bevan has found his shooting boots for Burton. 13-8 gets you a slightly bigger price from it as in the away side, but 4 goals to his name is a steady start to the season, just 2 less than if previously mentioned Adam Armstrong. That's there. But for me, it's 23-10 win, simple on Burton. I think hopefully they should stay at the top of the division. And Chesterfield, not going to like make any bones about it, probably aren't quite a match for Burton at the moment, but when they play again later in the season, it could be a different story. But for now, I think Burton to win is the play.
OK, Burton then to continue their good form in that one. We'll jump to League Two then, and the first game that we're going to look at is Bristol Rovers against Portsmouth. In fact, before we go into League Two, let's just mention, of course, in midweek, Carlisle's performance at Liverpool. They went close, didn't they, Jason?
Oh, exceptional. We'll come on to it shortly, but it truly exceptional. I found the source to watch the game on. We won't discuss where I got it from. but I thought it was great. It's a great advert for the Football League, and they did the league proud. And the penalties were heartbreaking, really. It was by far wasn't the best quality penalty shootout you're ever going to see. Several misses from both players. Players from both sides. Mm. But they can take real heart from that. And I think quite a lot of these players, that could be the highlight of their careers to play at Anfield. And it was a real good... That's why I love football, really. Moments like that for these smaller sides. And hopefully it can spur them on to enjoy a good league campaign.
Hopefully. We're going to get to that game in just a few moments. But we'll start with Bristol Rovers against Portsmouth. Bristol Rovers, who have made a steady enough start to their life in League Two. But they have been in disappointing form of late. And they lost at Leighton Orient, at home to Oxford and at home to Accrington. Without scoring a goal. But then I napped against them last week. I thought Plymouth would see them off comfortably, and they got a late equaliser to draw 1-1 in that one. They're coming up against Portsmouth side, who haven't done a great deal wrong so far. Unbeaten to date, 4 draws and 4 wins. They'd like to turn a few more of those draws into wins, I suppose, but certainly isn't the end of the world to be where they are at this stage, the only unbeaten side in the division. And the betting looks like this. Bristol Rovers are 7-4. The draw is 2-1. And the away side are also 7-4. So could be a tight one this, Jason.
Yeah, I think it'll be closer than a lot of people expect, especially with how Portsmouth have done away from home this season. But they sort of stuck to the old formula of win at home, draw away, and you won't be too far away from success in the season. The only real bad result I see out of that lot of their eight games is the fact that they were 3-0 down to Morecambe. But to get a point out of that game is a miracle, really, on the face of it. And last week, Oxford, a very tough place to go, and they suffered several injuries in that game. So Paul Cook was more than happy to come out of there with a point, I'd say. So this one, Bristol Rovers, different tests for Portsmouth compared to going to Oxford. I think Portsmouth will have a lot more of the ball in this game, probably, and Bristol, tricky. I think they'll be fine. They're not going to go down, I'd say, this season. And they've beat the three teams they've played at the bottom of the table when they played them. They've seen off Admiral, really, beating Yeovil away, beating Luton away, and beating Barnet at home. And then that sucker punch last week was probably more of a shock than on a regular occurrence for this Bristol side. So for me, it's got to be Portsmouth. To get Portsmouth any time, I've said already this season, 7-4, anytime you can get Portsmouth odds against them, they're not travelling to one of their near rivals in this division, you've got to fancy their chances. Mm. And they've just got so many options for me. And them and Brighton are the only sides left unbeaten in the top four tiers of English football. And you go along the team, there's just goals throughout. And I just picked out Adam McGurk because he's really the one different player they have. He's a bit, he can carry the ball with his feet, obviously not with his hands, but you get the metaphor. he travels with the ball, should we say, with power and physicality, and can beat a man. He's certainly got a shot on him, and he's got two goals in his last two games. So him here at any time, 19-10 is a real tempter if you're into your goal scorer market. But after my failings last week, I'm trying to steer clear of goal scorers as much as I can. But Pompey have been a bit slow out of the trap start of the season with a few games. They've had to grow into them, and it's taken Paul Cook to weave his magic with a few subs. But I think they should have enough to get past Bristol here. And with that slow start, I think the second half could see goals here. It might be cagey early on, so even money on your second half high scoring is certainly there, because Bristol Rovers have only scored, the only time they've scored this season was in that win against Barnet. The other three games were all 1-0 losses. Normally we'd say back Portsmouth in the overs market, but on this rare occasion, I'm probably not going to go near the overs market, because I could see them just getting a sort of grinding 1-0 or 2-0 win here. But just Portsmouth to win 7-4 is a very good price for me, and I don't think Barnet have enough. Bristol Rovers have enough to match the big boys in this division, and a stabilised season for them after getting promoted, and hopefully they can push on next year. I know it's very early to say that sort of thing, but they've lost to Leighton Orient, they lost at home to Oxford, and I think it's just going to be Portsmouth in this one.
Okay, Portsmouth in that one. We'll move to the next game that we're going to look at. Actually, you mentioned there, Jason, the unbeaten records of Portsmouth. You mentioned Brighton, of course, Leicester as well. Leicester City, the other side, who are...
Oh, yeah, sorry,
so
yeah. Sorry, Foxes fans.
No, I know, it slipped my mind as well. I thought, I'll just check while he's saying it. Yeah, three wins and three draws for them so far. So maybe a little bit surprised to find themselves there.
Yeah, on a side note, they couldn't be unbeaten, of course. My Bournemouth side let a late goal and the penalty slip against them, but
exactly.
We'll allow it. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
The next game we're going to look at is the aforementioned Carlisle against Newport. Carlisle are in the betting at 23-20. The draw 5-2 and Newport 9-4. Carlisle coming here off that monster effort at Anfield in midweek. Newport, who've been really dreadful so far, let's be honest. They did get a draw last time out at Dagenham, who aren't having the best season themselves, but Newport hadn't been great prior to that. The only issue I would say here is, because Carlisle coming into this this game, if they hadn't played in midweek, were in good form. The issue is, has Wednesday night's antics, has it taken a lot out of them? Because the 23-20 odds against, it's going to make plenty of appeal here, isn't it, Jason?
It's almost as if we have, like, minds in line, because that's exactly where I started off with this game, was looking at who Carlisle were playing. Mm. After 120 minutes on a Wednesday night, to go, you really got to think, they could do a recovery session on Thursday, and then they've got to do match tactics Friday, so they haven't really trained since the game. But when they're playing Newport, it's really, they were probably one of the four or five teams that I'd be pro-Carlisle when it comes to after that game. And when you look at how they played, if you look at how they did in the previous rounds when they won and then had to go and play the following weekend, so they did a Saturday Tuesday or Wednesday and then another Saturday when some of their teams probably didn't progress. They beat QPR away and followed that with a win over Hartlepool. Mm. And after they won in the first round, they had a bit of a crazy game of a 4-4 drawing at Cambridge. But they certainly don't seem to be. I think as well, it's probably a bigger factor when you get to sort of FA Cup games, you get replays in there as well. Well, at this stage of the season, hopefully the players are still fresh. What we're in late September, you'd hope that the fitness coach have done their work and the players can be able to play this game. And I think just there'll be a good atmosphere, I think, Carlo. They should get a hero's reception from the fans coming back here. And whilst Newport, where to begin, really? Is
well,
the
I can't believe that they're 9-4. I just think...
Oh, it's ridiculous.
I don't think Carlisle are necessarily the best bet, given what happened on Wednesday. That's the only thing that I could possibly say would stop them winning this, because the form's in the book. Newport have been dreadful. It's quite a way to go up to Carlisle. I don't know if anyone's noticed. It's not an easy travel. And the fact you're getting odds against, I just don't think Newport should be that short. I think they should be a much bigger price. Carlisle should be considerably shorter. Something like 8-11, 4-6 for Carlisle, I wouldn't be surprised at. So, I'd be very, very keen on the home side here.
Yeah, I'm keen on the home side. No, you just look at some of the other games around the league, really. Like in League One, for example, they should be getting Blackpool-esque prices for me. Blackpool this weekend are travelling to Shrewsbury, who are in the bottom half, and Blackpool are 9-2.
And aren't as bad as they've been made out to be in recent weeks.
No, I wanted to drop Blackpool in just after I got the draw no bet right last week, really. That's why I've done that. And they nearly pulled that off as well. And we'd have had that one at the top of the podcast if they had won the game last week. But and then Crewe travelling to Walsall, 11-2. So I don't really get, unless the bookies are thinking Newport aren't as bad as their form suggests, but you've got to play out of form. And for me, it's just, they did grind out that draw against Dagenham and Redbridge, but Carlisle beat Dagenham the week beforehand. They're yet to score a goal away from home.
It all just stacks up, doesn't it?
I don't want to be kidding into a bet here, but Carlisle do concede in every game so far, but surely they should keep a shout here. If you're going to start sorting out your defence in this division, you've got to be doing it against Newport. So 11-4 for Carlisle to win 2-0, but just don't be greedy and just take that win price, really, for me. It's a simple game at times, Ben, hopefully, I say touch wood. But 23-20, and you said that's the only factor. I just hope that I see the game that the crowd should be able to spur on in this game. And hopefully, if they get a goal, say in the first half an hour, it'll be comfortable for Carlisle, I think. Here, and I can't see Newport responding or coming from a goal down. So hopefully, an early goal for Carlisle, and everyone's happy. So Carlisle to win it 20-20 is the obvious one, and I don't want to make it more complicated, really.
No, that's sound logic there, Jason. The final game is Luton against Wimbledon. Luton 11-8. The draw is 12-5, and Wimbledon in the betting at 19-10. Luton, who come to this game in 19th, off the back of a home win against Mansfield. Against Wimbledon, who've got a decent unbeaten record of late. Quite a few draws in there as well, but beat Notts County last time up. Two sides you'd probably expect to be mid-table to come the end of the season, Jason, and they'd both be probably quite content to be there as well.
Yeah, mid-table, probably Luton slightly disappointed. They did sign quite strongly in the summer, but it hasn't quite worked for them thus far. And Wimbledon, yeah, middle-of-the-road team, really. Not quite got that goal scorer you need in this division to power you. And you look at their goal scorer markets, when Adebayak and Fenn was your shortest odds for a goal scorer, really, it says it all for me. But Wimbledon, just one away win all season for Wimbledon, but an unbeaten run of five games against the Luton side, who've lost four of their last six. So a price of 19-10 is a tad too big, probably, for me to turn away. But the fact they have only had one win away puts me towards the draw no bet. And you see the draw no bet, you're backing a side here. If I'm pro Wimbledon this game, if then I go to the draw no bet and they're still better than even, so odds against here are 23-20. Against the Luton side that can pull out a result, as they've shown so far. But Mansfield aren't the best team, but they did win at Cambridge. I think just a little bit of security makes me safe, as I do want to try and save money where I can. So 23-20 for the Wimbledon draw no bet is definitely there. And I just think there could be goals in this game. Over 2.5, just the wrong side of evens, 19-20 is a good bet. All of Luton's last five league games have been over 2.5. Four of Wimbledon's eight games this season, so half of them have been over 2.5, and all the other four have had goals. They've had 3-1-0 draws and a 2-0 defeat to Plymouth on the opening day. So they do have goals, both these teams. And I think it should be an entertaining game, to be fair. I think if you're in the area, probably go down to Luton and you'll enjoy a good game of League Two football. So I just think if you're on for the goal, so Craig Mikael Smith is there as well, 29-20. It's very much like that Bradford-Sheffield United game. I think if you do have a favourite, the sort of odds are there in the away, if you're in the Wimbledon cap, just to give yourself a bit of protection, take the 23-20. It's the same price as you can get Carlisle to win at home. If you wanted me to be better, I'd take Carlisle at home. But if you're putting an Acker, I think Wimbledon draw no bet isn't a bad result to be had.
Okay, right, fair enough. Right, we'll move on to the Naps then, Jason. I've already spoken to Pete Farries about the Championship action. You can hear that podcast just above or just below this one on the playlist at the72.co.uk or on the William Hill Audio Boom website. In terms of Naps, Pete has gone with Brighton. They are away at Bolton, struggling Bolton. That one's at 13-10. I had a choice of a few this week. I thought Birmingham at home to Rotherham were a good bet, as were Carlisle at home to Newport. I don't think that's the worst double you'll ever see if you put those two together. But in the end, I plumped for Wigan in League One, away at Oldham. Wigan and both teams to score in that one. Oldham, of course, with a new manager in David Dunn. Drew away at Doncaster last week, but they score, well, mainly they concede goals for fun. Wigan have conceded a fair few as well. They score a lot of goals, particularly on the road, Wigan. And I think if they're going to win that, which I'm hopeful that they can, it will be a bit of a goal fest, maybe a 2 or 3-1, something like that. So Wigan and both teams to score at 15-4. We've got Brighton at 13-10. What are you going to add to the mix, Jason?
There's options, but you don't want to be bold. Probably not the way the season's gone so far to me, because Burton at 23-10 is your long shot, really. And you've mentioned Carlisle there, and I hope it'd be fair. I think it'd be justice after losing that game in quite heartbreaking fashion on penalties. I think it'd be nice for them to come back here and get a nice routine win. And 23-20 is just a good price for me. I'll probably, if these prices keep coming up against Newport, I'll be backing against them all day long. So Carlisle 23-20 is the pick for me. And just in a quick bit there, and if you want the treble, I like that League Two treble I've got there. Portsmouth, Carlisle and Wimbledon draw no bet comes in at just short of 13s if you're looking for a little League Two treble. But yeah, my nap this week will be Carlisle.
Okay, Carlisle at 23-20. I'm glad that someone's gone for it if I haven't. Although if yours wins and mine doesn't, Jason, then that might anger me a little bit. But we end up with a quite nice treble here, to be honest. Brighton away at Bolton, 13-10. Wigan at Oldham and both teams to score at 15-4, and Carlisle at home to Newport at 23-20 comes in at 22.5-1. So, you know, we've landed some, what did we have earlier in the season? Nines and 15s, didn't we? And we've had a few weeks where we've just been a little bit off, but hopefully we can bounce back with what could be a really tasty treble there.
Yeah, so I think we'll be ambitious last week, won't we, around the 50-1 mark?
Something like that, yeah.
On the show, we're all planning a holiday to somewhere nice and exotic. But yeah, I think that's a bit of a better bet, that one.
Yeah.
And I think it's got a good chance. It's not played on form, and if it was, we'd all be great betting tipsters. But when you look at that, I think hopefully they should all come in for the first time for me, because I've been quite poor, to be honest. I'm quite a critique of myself, and I'll be honest, I've not been good enough. So I've been having words with myself in the mirror before the podcast. And
good.
Hopefully, the win can come in here for Carlisle and we can have a full house.
Lovely. Fingers crossed anyway, Jason. Thank you for your time. Thank you for listening as well at home to the William Hill League podcast in association with the72.co.uk. We'll be back next week, but best of luck with your bets this weekend. We'll catch up with you soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.